the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Hope you had a fantastic Mother's Day. We did. Cooked out. Had a fun time. Had a bunch of the kids here. It was as enjoyable as I hoped yours was as well. 615-844-5600. No guesting. Oh, no. Last Monday, I created a very rare exception for guesting. We don't do it even once a year on Monday. Probably once every several years. There'll be a guest on Monday. It is a rule that we have in place. And 99.9 repeating is the way we conduct Mondays, meaning no guesting. It's just here 3 hours for us to opine. We do not need to be propped up by guests on this show. Now, later in the week, do we start adding a few here and there? Oh, absolutely, but not on Monday. Monday is for the boys and the girls, but no guesting. 615-844-5600. Twitter at Bill is King, and you can email the show billisking7@gmail.com. From the Strike and Spare Studios, I must say, Crazy Charlie in the 615, deep in the heart of the 615 location. I'm in the Wilco location. Oh, about 40 minutes south, somewhere in there. About 40 minutes to the south. Still in the 615 in southern Wilco. And the phones when you dial us up. The hotline is presented by F&M Bank. So that's the lay of the land today on the show. No guesting. We are free to go wherever we want to go. Now, we've had some weather issues around here. A lot of rain for the last, I'd say 3-4 days. It's been raining. I don't mind that. I really don't. Now, it caused, Vanderbilt did something weird yesterday. Baseball team, basically, because of the weather, canceled the game yesterday. That's something they typically don't do. Now, the football program, we know, will do that. They did it this last year. Well, I don't know if they, every year they don't do it. But this last year, they really embarrassed themselves. And it was pretty obvious what was going on. And a change was made. No, a change was made in the football program. Yeah, but the baseball team didn't even play the Alabama game due to weather, and it's been lasting a few days. I don't mind it at all in the spring, because I know we hit the summer, and sometimes you'll go many, many weeks without a drop of rain, and the temps in the high 90s, the humidity is oppressive, and I don't mind it at all. We'll have plenty of purdy, as we'd say here in the South, days this spring. And in the lovely month of May. Yeah, watch, though, some college baseball over the weekend. Got to watch a bit of it. Watch some Florida-Kentucky. Watch some Vandy-Alabama. Watch some Tennessee-Missouri. Did I catch much of anything? I don't know if I caught any of the other games, but I had some of that on throughout the weekend here. Oh, did you see this? Speaking of the comedy, which is going to be name, image, likeness, Mark Emmert, the head of the NCAA. Boy, is that a walk of shame or not? Head of the NCAA right now. Anyways, he says that he would like to have a NCAA rule in place, a big umbrella rule in place by July 1 on name, image, likeness. Now, let's just go back. Every state has their situation. Some states have not done anything with this yet. Some states have already passed it, got it ready. All the rules are not uniform. Yeah, these are state-by-state rules. These are not uniform rules. Just because your state does it one way doesn't mean the other state does it that way too. It's going to be a mess. It's going to make for some fun radio. That's the way I look at it. It's a terrible idea. An atrocious idea. But it's going to make for some good radio. So, from a radio point of view, it's actually a good idea. Because it's going to give us so many just whack job topics and stories to follow here. That's the good. I'm good with that part now. As far as that's concerned, I'm all good. I can hang. Georgia Dog checking in this morning. And he shows me a radar picture, a still shot that's hovering over. This starts from, let's say, the tip end, the western tip of Pensacola, goes all the way up into Alabama, Andalusia, all the way up into, I'm assuming, over into Georgia, too. I'm good with it. Yeah, I'm okay with it in the spring. You'll look back. I remember one summer, we had a pond that's about, not big, maybe an acre. I should have made it a lot bigger, but never did. And it got so bad one summer that you could take your tractor and drive right through it. Like it was one of those parks where people do tricks on their bikes or they do tricks on their skateboards and all those skateboard parks. And you have those huge areas that dip down. And that's what the pond looked like. You could just walk right through it. Hard clay at the bottom. Now, most summers aren't that bad, but I've seen it that bad. So I learned a long time ago. Nothing wrong with bunch of spring break. Plus the, if you're into your yard, if you have a garden, if you're into any of that, or you just beautify the curb appeal of the front of your house with some flowers, they love this stuff. This is all good. This prevents you from having to go out and water everything. Yeah, July 1 is what Mark Emmert is saying as far as a nationwide type rule. And we'll see. And how does that dovetail with each state? I'm not sure how all that mixes in together. Did you see the news? It looked like for a while that it was a foregone conclusion because of the SEC's rule about intra-league transfers that the Buckeyes would be the recipient of Henry To'o. Really good linebacker. And Alabama, which was his choice. His choices came down to Alabama and Tennessee. Out of high school, out of California. He chose Tennessee. His dad has said several times that was a huge mistake. Now, it was a mistake in that he didn't see a whole lot of success as a team. The player didn't. But he, as a prospect, has been recognized. So that didn't hurt him there, I don't think. But as a team experiencing winning and a culture that you want to be part of, obviously that wasn't the right choice for him. I'm in the state of Tennessee. I followed Tennessee since the probably early to mid-70s. I can tell you more about Tennessee than anybody on the radio times 100, okay? Times 1,000. And as much as I'd like to see the in-state school have some good things to comment on, there's not much there. There just isn't. And his dad has made that comment. It was a mistake. We had two teams we narrowed it down to, and we picked the wrong one. Should have picked Alabama. He announced for Alabama. The SEC is going to vote, I would assume, at the SEC spring meetings down in Sandestin on this rule that prohibits intra-league transfers without sitting out. Without a punishment, without a penalty, and I guess the foregone conclusion is that's going to be changed. Got to remember, Alabama football has an invisible umbilical cord to Birmingham, to Hoover, site of the SEC office. They know what's going on. They have been told that transfer will work. We haven't passed the legislation yet. It's not public yet, but it's going to be loosened up. That news hit. Alabama already the best at recruiting, the best at evaluating, the best at developing, and now they get a linebacker who could have picked any team in America. And they get him. And that was his original choice anyways. It's just it looked like they were worried about getting it cleared and playing immediately. They don't want to sit out. With him, if he has the year that he wants to have, I would assume he's thinking year three is it for me. Now, we'll see. We'll see if he plays that well. But he's a good player. He's a very good player. Number 11 will fit in well at Alabama. But that was, it was a surprise bit of news only because we just thought that the way this was trending, Alabama was not going to fit his needs because of getting cleared. That's what was surprising. That he's chosen Alabama ultimately isn't surprising, but at this point it is a bit. Yeah, a little bit. Oh, there's a picture. Yeah, it's a reddish, crimsonish. What is that, a Mustang? Is that a Mustang or what is that? I'm not a big car guy. I think that is. And apparently Henry To'oto'o from his home in Sacramento posted a picture. Is that his car or just somebody's car? And it says Roll Tide. And then apparently he took it down. Yeah, that caught everybody on Twitter as well. All right. Hey, Balls of Steel coming up, hour number three. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of me.
Good morning. Traffic flow is on the increase here as we check it out live coming through Jolton here on 24 up by Whites Creek Pike. All the traffic behind it coming in from Clarksville. Still looks good at the moment as far as accidents coming up 65. That's been quiet up through Brentwood, Franklin through Williamson County. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 240-2811 online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Great. Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville. Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Strike Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Strike Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Strike Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin, that paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2, Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. dominated Darlington Raceway this past weekend for his third win this season. Up next is the Monster Mile at Dover. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube.com/Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Number one college sports show on the planet, the Bill King Show.
My daughter has an accounting degree. I don't, but I understand checks and debits, and you got to pay that credit card bill, dude. And yo, that's just for the check that your ass gonna have to cash, playboy. You got to pay for that.
That was Black. We have not heard from him now in months. Don't know where he is. I haven't heard from anybody with an explanation. No idea. Miss him. Black, if you're monitoring, come back. We'd love to have you back, sir. Black brings it. Black has never called the show and not been good. Even when he's called in a couple times and said, Bill, hey, how you doing? Oh, I forgot what I was going to talk about. I'll call you in a couple of days. Even when he does that, it's good radio. Now, he's done that once or twice through the years. Hey, Bill, how you doing? You know what? I forgot what I was going to talk about. I'll call you later. He's done that. And it was good. I liked it. It was not a waste of my time. Kevin in Muletown says, Bill, that car is a Dodge Charger. It was also, Bill, a fake tweet. Henry T. did not tweet that. Brent says, Bill, it was a Dodge Charger. What was the one a couple of years ago who had everybody in a tizzy? Trying to remember. It was some player, and it was a picture, and everybody went nuclear over it. That's why, I criticize Twitter, because Twitter is a toxic, bubbling cesspool, is what it is. Now, again, not with this show. not with you folks and your participation, but just elsewhere. It is just a big vat of filth, right? But it can also lend to a lot of comedy. Tons of it. Oh, and I didn't get to watch. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live, and I couldn't even tell you when. Decades. Won't watch it. But I kind of wanted to see some clips of Elon Musk. I didn't even see that. But apparently Dogecoin, while he was on, dove from 71 to like 47, 49, somewhere in there. I think it recovered some up in the high 50s, maybe more. I don't have any, so I didn't track it over the weekend much, other than I just saw that news. But the thinking was, he's going to come on, and at some point he's going to plug it, and it's going to go up. Apparently, it was a sell the news kind of thing. You know what that is, right? How many of you sell the news? That's one of the plays in the stock market that sometimes happens, is you get some news that is good for a particular stock, but it's already built in the price, so when the news actually hits, people sell. You sell into it. Now, that's not what everybody does, but that's a popular ploy, and that's why you also have the saying, buy the rumor, sell the news. You already know what you think the news is going to be, but it hasn't been released yet. Stock is going up because of the rumor and the eventual news. News hits, and you sell into it. That was kind of a sell the news kind of thing. Elon Musk did somewhere in there plug Dogecoin. I didn't watch. Won't watch. But I think it's recovered, so. Yeah, I think it's recovered some. There will always be volatile dips in all that stuff. So if you like Jeff 2 and your average, I think Jeff 2's average is about 4.5 cents or something. I think he's somewhere under a nickel, his average. So he got in at the right time. Karen says, was it the Laybourne committing to the Garlet and Gold Lambo? I'm trying to remember. I mean, there's been several of them through the years. Oh, guys, wait until we get name, image, and likeness. Now, at that point, I guess anything you get is legal. Is there anything illegal that somebody could be worried about once we get the name, image, and likeness? I mean, is there anything, remember all these decades and decades and decades, y'all. Oh, I heard this guy over here got that. No. This guy, my school never does it, but these folks over here, oh, I hear they get all kinds of stuff. No, my school would never do that. Yeah. My school would never have anything like that happen, but all these other scumbags, their school, they do it. All these decades, it's been, oh, I heard they got something. That's been going on forever, right? And whether it's social media or before social media, you would discuss it. Here's what I hear they do over there. Oh, my God. Those heathens. Those godless heathens over there. Now, with name, image, and likeness. Now, there are some rules. We've gone over the rules. But really, I mean, is this basically, if you're the NCAA, and Mark Emmert said by July 1, we want there to be a rule in place for name, image, likeness, does that immediately take all things that can happen in a McDonald's bag, wink, wink, like, man, we're still not sure that ever happened, or somebody getting a car paid for, or a job that required doing nothing, or whatever it might be? Does that basically take all of that off of the NCAA's trouble list? The NCAA's must investigate list. Not that they're investigating much right now anyways. NCAA basically is a useless entity right now. You can't get people on tape for everybody to hear. You can't even do anything to them. Can't get North Carolina for clear cheating. Useless. Now, I want to go back to something. I want to reiterate something. And it came up. It's come up a couple of times to me the last few weeks. And it goes like this, Bill. Don't you think that the SEC, Big Ten, the powers, they're just going to go in and take over? They're going to take over. The NCAA, in essence, will shut down and the big leagues will run it. Couple of answers to that. Big Ten and the SEC, SEC and the Big Ten already pretty much run things. Remember when it was full cost of attendance, whatever they call it, money in your pocket. Remember when it was playoffs. Mike Slide basically said, we're doing this or else. Well, he didn't basically say it, he said it. I don't care what you're doing in Indianapolis. I'm telling you, we're going to do this. We have the power. You don't have the power. And they did it. And again, you know me. I'm a huge Mike Slide fan. He will go down, along with Roy Kramer, as the best commissioners in the planet Earth's history. Period. But doesn't mean I agree with everything they did. I didn't like the playoff idea. I didn't like the paying the players idea. They did it. But my point is, Slive said, we are going to do this. I don't care what your rules say on your mighty perch in Indianapolis. We are doing this, and they did it. So they already run it. And I don't know that the SEC or the Big Ten or whoever really wants all that on their plate. They run it without having to be there and run it. Does that make sense? They run it, but they don't have to be in a big, thick muck of red tape in Indianapolis. They don't have to do that. Why grab all that and put it under your umbrella and have a big mess on your hands? We may critique the NCAA, which I'm doing right now. I'm not saying it's an easy job, though. It's not. It's a very difficult job. That's the misnomer. What they have on their plate is enormous, and it's basically impossible to run. Other than divvying up the money. You got to remember, at the end of the day, it's about divvying up the money. The NCAA. That's... If you want to get down to the boiled down version of it, it's about giving up everybody's loot. So I just don't think they want to have, okay, we've just gone, we've taken our military tanks metaphor, and we've gone to Indianapolis, and we kicked out the leadership, we now run it. I don't think they want that. Could that happen someday? I mean, you don't eliminate anything, but I don't think that's what they want. Let me just put it that way. Yeah, I don't think that's eventually what they want. Georgia Dog says, Bill, Kendall Milton got attacked because he had a red and black Jeep. His parents are very wealthy, three sons in college, football at different times. His dad went ballistic on Twitter. Allen in Tampa, Bill, as soon as Nick told Birmingham to change the rule, the car was delivered. Yeah, Nick tells Hoover what to do. No, Kev, Bill, is it me or does it seem like all the stupid things recruits do when committing stopped like that kid jumped out of the plane, revealed which school he chose? Well, it's become a choreography, right? And the players are trying to... I'm not really into that, but frankly, I mean, if they want to have fun with that, I don't let them... That's... At the end of everything, it's their moment. So if they want to do something that may look childish to us, I mean, the whole thing at the table with the hats is so old and so just. But again, that's cool for them. That's what they want. So different ways to celebrate and make your announcement and all that. What's amazing about all that is they're acting as if this is it, and how many of those end up in the transfer portal? I don't know what percentage. You know what? Somebody ought to run the numbers on this and the bean counters. This would be hard. But has anybody done an article 24/7 or Rivals on, let's say, the last 10 years, the percentage of five stars who transferred? Every year, let's just say there are, we're going to make it a round number, there are 35 stars a year in the nation. We know it's between 25 and 35-ish. That's the parameters every year. But let's just go right in the middle, and let's just say, for the sake of the conversation, 30 of them. Times 10 is 300. So last decade, 300 five-stars, what percentage of those transferred? And then maybe what percentage of those that did transfer appear to have made a wise decision transferring? Meaning the new school they went to, they thrived at, and they became the player that they hoped they would be. That'd be interesting. I don't know that I've ever seen a write-up on that. Have you? We've got Balls of Steel. Now, hold those. That's hour number three. Balls of Steel nominations for hour number three on this Monday edition. Another note, speaking of notes, kitchen notes, we will be there 2 weeks from this Thursday, I believe. Yes, yes. The 27th. Now, originally, I promoted the 20th because that was the date. Then Todd had a meeting, and they decided, no, let's move it back another week. That is what we're doing. So instead of the 20th, it's now going to be the 27th of this month. We'll be at Kitchen Notes. First time to be out of the studios, plural, in over a year. March of 2020. Early March of 2020. Last time this show was on the road. We go back on the road in about 2 weeks and change. Couldn't pick a better place to do it than the Omni in downtown Nashville. Kitchen Notes. You go in the main entrance, go to your right, just keep walking. You will have to. You have to hit Kitchen Notes. Can't miss it. And if you keep walking towards the back end of Kitchen Notes, you'll hear me back there, Crazy Charlie. We'll be broadcasting the show. And can't wait to get back down there. Missed that place. Didn't have a commitments this last year. Oh, let me just go ahead. Kevin Hagan looked it up. Commitments this year, the actual broadcast day, is the 15th of December. You folks who are coming in for that, if you're going to check into the Omni, you'll check in the 14th. Some of you will just drive up that morning. That works. And you're invited. Anybody you know, they're invited to. They don't need a ticket. They don't need somebody's permission. Just come on. Those are the rules. The rules are everybody's invited. Those are the strict rules. Everybody and anybody is invited. We'll take the break. Happy Monday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Golden Domes versus Trailer Homes.
Good morning. Now they've moved all the damaged vehicles to the right-hand side, I-65 northbound here at Vietnam Vets on this accident involving some injuries. Again, it's in the northbound lanes, and of course the heaviest flow of traffic is the southbound lanes, but it's still struggling just a bit trying to get up past this crash here in Madison on 65 northbound at Vietnam Vets. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on June 11th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Nashville Sports Radio is on the streets.
Hey Nashville, it's Greg Pogue, and we'll be live at Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel for the grand reopening on May 27th. Join the Bill King Show and then the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show starting at 6. Kitchen Notes is reopening, and Nashville Sports Radio will be live from 6 to 11. That's May 27th. Kitchen Notes, Omni Nashville Hotel, the WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Dane, Kevin, Starboy, call in. Give me some comments on that ass whipping on Saturday. We'll see you. Cosby, you too, son. We busted that window. We didn't break it. We busted that window. See you, babe.
Oh, I just thought of one. Cosby Cattleman even brought it up a few weeks ago. T. Higgins, who's from East Tennessee, he's from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, which is right by Knoxville, if you know your geography. As a recruit, I mean, everybody wanted him. 6'3", 6'4", receiver, can high point it, can go deep on you, can make plays against DBs. T. Higgins, right, now in the NFL, actually was committed to Tennessee and then announced his junior year on signing day, meaning not the day he can sign. He announced he was decommitting, and Clemson got him. And when he signed or when he committed, whenever that was, there's a picture of him standing next to, was it a, what was it? Was it a Lamborghini? Was it a McLaren? What was it, a Corvette? Somebody help me with that. And anyways, everybody went nuclear. Everybody went crazy. Look at what T. Higgins got. Oh, my God. It's the end of civilization as we now know it. T. Higgins. Also, a funny part of that story was apparently when Sergeant Carter visited Oak Ridge for a basketball game, T. Higgins was an accomplished basketball player. He was a high-flying, dunking athlete out there. Very good. But football was his future. And apparently when he was there, Sergeant Carter had a rope or something around the area where he was sitting at the basketball game so nobody could come in to his space. Right? Dabo Swinney goes there and mingles with everybody. Yeah. Dabo Swinney's now making about $8 million a year. Sergeant Carter is in Jonesboro, Arkansas. You just want to compare the two. The Bible thumper who makes some mad because of the Bible thumping and the all shuck stuff. And occasionally he will take a little arrogant shot at another team. Not like Spurrier. Nobody's like Spurrier. He's not. But he rubs some people. Buckeye fans don't really like him. It's not the Bible thumping. He's just a little arrogant for them. But, yeah, he handled that thing well. But T. Higgins was standing next to some kind of fancy again. Was it a Lambo? Was it a McLaren? Was it? I don't remember. Alan in Tampa checking in this morning. Good morning, sir. Says, Bill, I will be there. Alan has been to every commitment we've had, which is two. We've had three scheduled, but, again, the last one was a no-go last December. Blake Norman, Buckeye. Bill, never been to Nashville, but the wife and I are big country music fans. May have to check out Music Row and the Omni now that Tennessee is free. Yeah, if you guys can come in December, come to that event too. But everything, you downtown, all the clubs, everything you want to. If you're into all that, then come on down. Yeah, enjoy it. I've lived here, and I don't think I've ever been to one country music club or venue in the 615. And again, I respect the heck out of the industry. I really do. I'm just not into it. I don't enjoy the music. I remember growing up at breakfast, we'd have a little radio on. My parents wouldn't. It'd be like the Teddy Bart Show. If you're not from here, you wouldn't know what that is. And he had a band there, but it was always country music. And I remember just early, I mean like 4 and 5 and 6 years of age, hearing that and it just piercing my ears. I did not like it. I did not like it at all. No, it's a fantastic industry for this city. That's I would never suggest otherwise. It's just not something that I'm tuned into. It does not bring pleasure to my ears. So yeah, Lake Norman Buckeye, you come on. Anytime. Love to have you in the 615. Yeah, Henry Tuotoo, where's number 11? Announced Alabama. Here the last couple of days. That was surprising just from the point of view of it sounded like the Buckeyes would get him because of the transfer problems within the SEC. And apparently he has been assured, you would think, that there are no hindrances. There's nothing in your way to go and play at Alabama when it's time to play at Alabama. Apparently he's been cleared and it's go time. So there's another addition. They took, Jameson Williams, the wide receiver, who was disgruntled at Ohio State, wasn't getting the reps that he wanted there at Ohio State. Apparently his dad was popping off, too, somewhere on social media. Ohio State's not going to miss him. Ohio State is loaded at wide receiver. We were talking to Kevin Hagan about that on Friday, and he explained it. I mean, it's a guy that is somewhat of a veteran. I still don't know why Alabama needs a transfer wide receiver. I don't get that. Obviously, Nick Saban wins national championships. He knows what he's doing. That's not what I'm saying here. I just don't get the thinking. Yeah, Nick's not above questioning. He's always right, but he's still not above questioning. Yeah, Nick don't get it wrong much. I just don't, numbers-wise and the way they recruited that position, I just don't get the need, but he did get the need, so he took him in. Good for him. Balls of Steel coming up hour number 3 on this Monday edition. Hold those back, though, until we get there, because if you don't, they will get misplaced. They'll get lost. So balls are still just around the corner. We'll take the break. Hope you had a good weekend. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Have you called your mama today?
Good morning. Now they've moved all the damaged vehicles to the right-hand side, I-65 northbound here at Vietnam Vets on this accident involving some injuries. Again, it's in the northbound lanes, and of course the heaviest flow of traffic is the southbound lanes, but it's still struggling just a bit trying to get up past this crash here in Madison on 65 northbound at Vietnam Vets. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on June 11th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA, the Grizzlies at home tonight against the Pelicans. Memphis coming in a 10-point favorite. Memphis at minus 650 on the money line. New Orleans at plus 450. The over-under 225. UFC 262 on the way Saturday. The lightweight championship bout between Charles Oliveira at minus 140 on the money line against Michael Chandler at plus 115. The FCS Spring College Football Playoffs will culminate with the national championship game in Frisco, Texas this Sunday between South Dakota State and Sam Houston State. The Bearcats playing in their home state, coming in a 4-point underdog against the Jackrabbits, the over-under 47. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tout.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning, mostly cloudy. Highs today around 66. Tonight, cloudy. Lows near 46. Tuesday, sunshine. Highs near 70. 20% chance of showers Tuesday night. Lows 49. Sunny for Wednesday. High 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
We know who we are. Vanderbilt man look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man, he is smart, and he was wearing glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
Okay. I was just looking at the latest Baseball America College rankings. don't look at them much. But just going through, Arkansas is number one. Isn't there a big Arkansas-Tennessee series coming up this week, this weekend? I believe so. Cosby Cattleman was popping off a little bit about that. Number two would be the Vandy boys. Now, a couple of things. They won two against Alabama. They did not play the third game, and Jack Leiter got scratched in game two. Now, I'm hearing it's just a precaution. There's nothing structural wrong with the arm or the elbow, etc. After that 124-pitch game, no-hitter, South Carolina, and then after that he went, what, seven innings? So he went like, I don't know, was it 20 straight innings, something like that? No-hit innings, whatever it was. You just worry about an outing like that. He never had pitched that many innings before, that many pitches before. Now you got to realize after those two now that no hit streak, he's been rocked pretty good now. People are teeing off on him left and right. Matter of fact, Alabama teed off on Rocker big time the other night. It was one of the weirdest pitching outings I've ever seen. He struck out, was it 13, and they also were hitting bombs off of him left and right. He started off by striking out, I think, the first eight batters, something like that. And then they just started teeing off like it was sitting on a Little League 6 UT. Vandy 2, Mississippi State 3. Notre Dame, Fighting Irish. Yeah, they just had to do that to make everybody mad, didn't they? Fighting Irish number 4. Tennessee number 5, they just swept Missouri. That's where Tony Vitello is from. Missouri's his school, right? TCU number 6. We're going to get in Big 12 area here. 7 is Texas. 8 is Texas Tech. 9 would be the Gators. 10 would be Arizona. Kentucky won the first game of the series. Did Florida win the next two? You Gator fans, I had the first night on, which was Thursday night. I didn't get to see any after that. But there you have. I don't look at those much. And they don't get on the radio here much either. I see just a little glimpse of them as well. Good thing, too, coming up, folks. Let me reiterate in this direction. Coming up in June, your campus, whichever team you like. Couple things will be happening. Official visits will be happening on your campus. Shouldn't have taken this long. Shouldn't have taken nearly this long. But June, they're going to open that back up. Also, the camps on campus, whether it's for serious prospects or whether it's just for anybody to go and have a good time at a camp. With no idea if they'll ever play much ball at all, but just have a fun time at the camp. All those camps will be available. Well, most every campus will. There'll still be some Corona Bro areas that will be wanting to stick with the shutdown stuff, probably. But it won't be happening here in the South, and it won't be happening in the Big 12. I can promise you that. Big 10 area, you never know. Lots of Corona Bro issues up there. Perry Mason says yes. Perry Mason just confirmed it. So Florida won the next two against Kentucky. I figured that just looking at the rankings and everything, but wanted to make sure I did not get to witness games 2 or 3. Gators, which they were the preseason number one ranked team, maybe starting to get in a rhythm here. I don't think the Gators have the starting pitching, though. That would be a worry for me. I'm not impressed. Not if you're going to be ranked number one. Right now, as we mentioned, I believe they're number 9. But, look, I could say the same. Right now, I'm not sure about the Vandy boys starting pitching either. Now, they're going to have those two high draft picks, but they're getting killed right now. Teams are coming to the plate, not blinking an eye at Rocker or at Leiter. And maybe that just falls under the category of, Bill, that's just baseball. Pitchers get hit. Pitchers that are really good strike people out. Some nights they're going to get hit, which is true. What's astounding, though, about college baseball right now is you've got more arms that can throw 94 up than ever before. I don't know if there's another part of athletics, college football, college basketball, you name it, that is seeing an increase in a particular area like pitching velocity in college baseball. I remember talking to Tim Corbin about 10 years ago in the wasn't the Baby Space Needle, in the Maryland Farms broadcast location for our show. And we were talking about all the arms that were now in the low 90s to 93, 94. 10 years later, you've got staffs with multiple pitchers who will top out 95, 96, 97. Think about it. Is there another area in college athletics that has an item like that that's gaining so much steam upwards? Not basketball. Basketball's not a better product than it was. Not close. College basketball, not even close. All right, we'll be back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
We think our ass is boy. I'll let you feel. You boys are so lame, man.